Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Little Miami boat day.
Okay, well, I can't say what I want to say because I, man. She'll float in the water.
And James Strebel.
I wish Mitch would have played Jeff Borzello right there. Just a random Jeff Borzello sound.
About Cardinals.
Just without me setting it up, just something about Chris Mack recruiting.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
A reminder, miss any of your favorite ESPN Louisville shows, check out the Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Rate, subscribe, and review. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. David Sisk going to join us here in just a second. But before we get to him, what an odd transition. I was going to show you these, but I was sent these. It was another little photo shoot today.
Oh, another photo shoot.
I'll just give you one photo from over the weekend, okay. And then we'll get more as we go.
Okay, so this is the first. Wow. Holy moly. Who's that one?
I don't know.
Man.
That I don't know.
There's some in there I need to investigate
further. We'll get to the bottom of it.
We'll do some investigative research here
at some point. Well, let's get David Sisk in here. We like this guy's work. You can find him at Coach Sisk. David, good afternoon. By the way, with Rivals, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Well, I'd be better if I knew what those pictures consisted of.
IG models.
Oh, man.
That's what Strebel loves.
Yeah.
It's what he loves.
I have a soft spot in my heart for them.
Besides BBN, he loves IG models. That's why PJ Washington's his favorite player of all time.
Yeah,
it's odd.
Yeah, Tyler Hero.
Well, it sounds like he's got a heart of gold.
He's got a heart of something, yes. Yeah. Well, David, we have been talking, and thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday. We have been talking, obviously, for weeks about the construct of this roster, the Nolan Hickman stuff over the weekend. Ty Washington coming up in the next couple weeks. Chin Coleman, Orlando Antigua, Calipari's uneven roster. Good God, there's so much to talk about, and we might be doing this for another month and a half or so. Let's start at this weekend and work to present day, I guess. Nolan Hickman, was it surprising? How surprising? Homesick? How did you view that decision over the weekend?
I was surprised, and anybody that says differently about themselves, they're like, well, I knew this was coming all along, and I had some knowledge of it. I don't believe it because I don't know anybody that had said that. I don't know of any buzz that was created. And look, a lot of people say, well, you're an insider. I'm not an insider. We try to find leads and we try to work on things and you hear a groundswell on certain topics, and this wasn't one of them. So yeah, I was caught off guard by it quite a bit. Now, obviously, you go back and look and, they were trying to find other guards, to come in. They weren't going to just stand pat where they were. I don't know if that had an impact at all, but from everything I was told, including his coach, Paul Peterson at Wasatch Academy, he was actively recruiting Ty to Kentucky and evidently was looking forward to playing with him.
And the crazy thing yesterday, David, was, and I talked about it, is, this kid, they're going to add more players, but he gave up seemingly playing time anyway and potentially even more playing time at Kentucky. Like, there's not many places he can go join that are going to have a guard room that has the amount of empty seats as Kentucky basketball has. That's, to me, what was the most shocking thing.
Yeah, I want to see exactly what happens and what transpires with him. And, look, if that's what he wanted to do, fine. I'm not being critical at all. But, if homesickness was an issue, and it seems like we hear that a lot, you know, he wasn't even on Kentucky campus yet. And I understand he was in Utah. He's from Seattle. Maybe that was a little much. If he ends up in the state of Washington or in the Great Northwest, maybe I'll buy into it. But if he ends up at Arizona or somewhere like that, then I'm Arizona State, then I'm not buying it at all. So, you know, we're going to see. But I really don't know what the reason was. I think it'll play out more as we see the decision. But it like you say, I'm not totally bought in to, you know, he was homesick and then he wanted to go back to Seattle.
David Sisk with us here on ESPN 680 1057. I want to ask you where Kentucky goes from here. It's an uneven roster. And the analogy I made is 7 years ago, David, my wife and I, we bought a house. It was a fixer-upper. It was a mess. 7 years later, it's not a mess. Okay. Kentucky basketball right now, it's messy out, right? An uneven roster, needing guards. And for the next few weeks or months, we don't know who's going to be available and not available. And there's a lot of people trying to fill positions like Calipari. How do you view where they are right now? Is it desperation? Are they still being calculated? I guess how worried should Kentucky fans be with what they see? And obviously, then I want to get to Ty Washington.
Well, with the case that you made right there, my question would be, when you bought that fixer up, or was it on Blue Blood Avenue? You
know, it wasn't. It's a little different,
You know, there's a lot of places in the SEC and other leagues, you look at the roster and you go, oh my goodness, we got Oscar coming in and we got this and we got that. We're sitting better than we've been in years. But, you know, that's not the case at Kentucky. And like you say, it is very uneven right now. You know, who knows, you know, Oscar or Lance Ware, somebody could be playing point guard next year. But, you know, when I look at them, obviously they need some help at the point. Well, they need more than help. They don't have any point guards right now. So they need to go out and get at least two. I think they need to get another scoring guard probably at a two, because I could see Kellen Grady going over and playing the three. I think they're really top heavy at the four spot, even at the five and at the bigger wing. And I really think the backcourt at the one and two spot, particularly the one, is where they're going to have to go out and get some help. You know, the two big names right now, obviously, I think Ty Washington, we hear a lot about him right now. He's going to do Zoom calls. I posted this morning, Zoom calls in the next 24 hours with Kentucky, Kansas, and Arizona. I've got reason to believe it may be more between Kentucky and Arizona right now for him, and I really like him. And then you've got Xavier Wheeler from Georgia, but I kind of think they've got a better chance of Washington than they do Wheeler.
Okay, so how? Yeah, that's part of the answer. And David Sisk with us. I guess here's what I would ask. You can fill in the blank or take this any way you want. UK fans, I guess, how should they approach the Ty Washington announcement in a couple weeks? I mean, some people, you know, excited, positive, others not so much. I don't know what to think about it, quite frankly. I know the kid has had some quotes. You've talked to people around him, obviously. So how should UK fans approach that decision here in the next couple weeks? One that will be another, you know, chapter to a rough offseason, you could say, for Kentucky, or finding one of the big available guards on the map, and it would be a big-time get, no doubt.
Well, I think right now, when you look at the situation, I mean, we're post-Kentucky Derby, and there are no point guards. So, you know, it obviously, with each strikeout, you know, it's like you watch a baseball game, and you're in the eighth inning, and the announcer will say, well, the Yankees have got five outs left, and they're down a run, or they're down two. You know, there's a big difference the third inning and the bottom of the eighth. And, you know, that's kind of where they're at now, because they feel like you're down in the stretch run. And obviously, I think there's going to be more there's going to be more players, and there's going to be more options. I just don't believe that John Calipari is just, you know, sitting there twiddling his thumbs and letting good point guards who have been in the transfer portal get by. I think there's one or two guys that are out there that either he still thinks are going to transfer, and that's who he has his eyes set on,
right,
or have either gone in to put their name in the NBA draft, and he thinks that they're going to come out. And you got to remember, I know you said, you know, this may go for another month and a half. You know, the withdrawal date deadline for NBA drafts July 19th. So, I mean, this thing could well go up to the dock days. I mean, we may be looking at 2.5, 3 more months of this where they're still trying to find a point guard. So, you know, that's obviously an issue. How they should approach Ty Washington, I think Arizona's the favorite right now, but Kentucky's probably a strong second, and they may have worked their way through the back door to where they called up. I don't know. But I think that's something that Calipari is really going to be working hard for, to try to get a commitment there. So I think if I'm a Kentucky fan, how would I react? You hope you get him. If you don't, it's not the end of the world, but I think you're looking at it going, now what? Here we are. We struck out on another one. Who do we get?
David, is Calipari going at this Ty Washington recruitment all alone, or is there anybody helping him out? I know, you know, Barbie's gone, Justice is gone. Is Jay Lucas helping him with the recruitment, or is Calipari taking this on personally? He's at the head of it.
To my knowledge, you've got both guys, you know, from when I was, you know, talking with the dad. You've got both of those. I don't know, once Antigua and Chen come in, if they have anything to add to that or not. But I know this. I watched him play at the Geico's. I watched him play 2 games. And I was like, why in the world is Kentucky not offering him? Because, I mean, he was doing it against Montverde. He did it against IMG, where he basically carried that team on his back. And I watched him play, and I thought he was a bigger version, kind of Kenny Chandler. And I really, when I watched that, I said, I could not imagine Kentucky not making a push at him and offering, you know, and I'm anything but the great Carsoni, but, you know, that one was too obvious. So I would think John Calipari is really putting the blitz on here, and he's going in just full bore.
David Sisk with us here on ESPN 680 1057. We know a lot about Orlando Antigua. I know very little, except for recent couple signings from Chin Coleman. What do you know of Chin Coleman? And then the immediate impact of those two guys, whenever that is officially announced, do you think that will be seen, I guess, immediate with Kentucky and maybe being able to pick up a guy or two, because you do bring in two big time recruiters?
Yeah, now I don't know who this late, who it could really help them with, but I think if you look on down the road, you get into the 22 and the 23 class, you know, there's a list of players that, you know, you look at who Illinois has offered, and, you know, there's several guys that are top 50 type guys that Kentucky's yet to offer, you know, and Chen is really, he was with the Mac Irvin program, or the Mean Streets program, rather, out of Illinois in the Chicago area. He coached high school up there. He's really known in that Chicago, so that's a hotbed for him. And I think in the Midwest, and then you take Orlando Antigua, and really, you know, you go back to North Carolina, to Illinois, you look at him there, and he got into New York. He's really good on that East Coast, especially in that New York area. You know, he brings in Coffee Cockburn. And when he was at Kentucky, he did a really good job of getting
Kentucky
kids
fans
out of there,
love him. So, David, they love him. I mean, Strebel over here, when that was like, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago, like it had been in the, we've been talking about it for like a week or two. And then there was that like Thursday or Friday afternoon,
like
where, where everyone was like, okay, he's coming here. And remember, Orlando Antigua's Twitter was geolocated in Lexington, Kentucky, or whatever it was. And people were like, okay, it's imminent, it's going to happen. Strebel did like a primal scream. He did like, like a caveman. He said, F yes. He did edit himself. I mean, like, it's as happy as I've seen him since before the pandemic, quite frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I just remember all those classes. I know it wasn't all Coach Antigua, but a lot of that was him. You can't Forget that marriage.
He's got Misty.
It worked.
It's the happiest you've ever seen him about Instagram pictures.
Yeah, that's a good point,
David.
what kind of travel you got coming up here as things open up and coaches are playing in front of kids now?
Well, let me say this right quick.
Sure.
Because this is some, you know, you were talking about getting back together. You know, this is kind of like, you got to think, this is kind of like maybe Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney getting back together. You know, kind of a Beatle. You know, and in Kentucky, that's the way it's taken. Now, you got to remember, you know, there's been several years in between that. And when they had really at that time cornered the market on a one and done. And so it's a different, it's just a different environment now.
It's a different era.
I think
it's a different era.
Yes. So when you look at them, they're going to identify really good high school players, but and they'll still look one and done. So they're going to do that. I think you've got to add in today's day and age to transfers to it. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I expect them to have great success. But, you know, and I know fans are not going to be realistic about it, but, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But I don't think there's any doubt that there needed to be a change, you know, with that coaching staff, because I really think things have just got monotonous and there was a malaise there. And you know, hopefully, I think it needed, I don't think any of us are going to doubt that it just needed some type of breath to just reinvigorate it. As far as coming up, the Iverson Classics in Memphis, I don't live too far from Memphis. So hopefully I'll be there this weekend. My daughter graduates college Saturday,
so congratulations.
I'm trying to.
Nice.
Well, I'm trying to get her off the payroll, so you know that. Hopefully, that'll work out to where I can do that. I've got her credentials, so I'm planning on that. I'm hoping for to do another AAU event, probably some good ones down around Atlanta. I already was at Midwest Mania a couple weekends ago, so I'd like to see a couple of non-Nike teams on the – I'd like to see some Adidas and Under Armours, especially some really good Adidas teams with different players. And then, man, June and July, you've got the high school camps that's going to open up. Coaches can get out on the road. AAU, EYBL, I hear, is looking at a bubble maybe. So, you know, we're going to see how that goes. But I really plan between now and the end of July seeing a lot of basketball.
Well, say hello to Will Wade for us when you're
all right. Listen –
I like him.
I do too. He can't coach a lick. He can't coach a lick. I mean, you talk about a guy that just rolls the balls out. But man, I mean, what's the NCAA going to do? I mean, you know, if they get mad at them, they're going to put you know, Louisiana Tech or somebody on probation.
I have no idea. I'm not sure he can lose his job with the LSU athletic department with what they're doing.
I mean, John Gotti somewhere in the world saying, "Man, he got away with that."
Like Will Wade hugging Kim Mulkey was one of the greatest pictures in the first half of 2021. David, appreciate the time. We enjoy your work. We'll catch up down the road and safe travels. Thank you so much.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Thank you. David Sisk with us. Rivals, Cats Illustrated, at Coach David Sisk, S-I-S-K, if you want to follow him on Twitter. He's a good follow. There you go.
Absolutely. Now,
you follow him on Twitter?
I do follow him on Twitter, yeah.
I say that, and I got thinking.
I know, yeah.
You want another one of these pictures?
Yeah, you know one of these pictures before
hang on,
we...
Hang on.
We dive back into the sports topics. I'm watching this Louisville baseball game, by the way. Dan McDonald's not happy, Louisville fans.
He's not happy?
He's yelling at the catcher.
It's the first inning.
He's yelling at the catcher already.
He's not happy in the first inning?
Nope. Oh, what?
Safe. Well, okay, Vanderbilt. You can't give play-by-play.
Sorry,
play.
I know I can't.
You
go, I know. There,
yeah, here we
go. I know.
You ready for
bad.
This one?
That's why I've never done it. Yeah, I am. Wow.
Why don't you explain that photo?
Well, there's three young ladies, and they're all – I mean, they have stuff – on, but they're the sense
swimsuits.
Of,
they have,
yeah, swimsuits, but there's not much left in imagination in the rear area. They're like pantsless, and they're like at a swanky penthouse,
right?
And they're on a fur rug. Well, one of them's on a fur rug. The other two are posting up on a couch. There's a lot of good shots. I just say that.
What's your girl Kiki doing?
Well, she's laying on a fuzzball. don't know. What is that?
I don't know.
It's like a fuzz ball. I don't know what she's laying on, but I like it. It looks very comfortable. That's the way to sleep. Jessica is her. She's laying on the fuzz ball from the front. If you know what I mean. Kiki's on the back. She's on the front.
What an odd back end to the segment with David Sisk.
With a lot of good information.
No, I just want. Yeah. We started the segment, you on IG Models, and then we pivoted to basketball recruiting.
Yes.
And Ty Washington.
Yes.
With a man with a sweet Southern accent.
A great Southern accent.
And then we just went right back to the IG Models.
Oh, I'm glad we went back to the IG Models.
One more. Here
one
we go.
More. One just more. One more to grow on. She looks like she's getting ready to pounce. Kiki is. She's like in a cat pose. Pounce.
By the way, you see Mitch sent us a photo of Satterfield golfing.
Oh, boy.
Satterfield's got a good golfing body.
He does.
He looks like a golfer.
I love to play 18 with him.
By the way,
breaking news.
You better stop being mean to Blankenbaker then.
Whoa, that's a good point.
Yeah, you better start being nice.
Yeah.
Blank was up in the suite.
I heard. I heard he was up in the suite.
Oh, yeah. He's dominating. Dominating.
Man.
He and Process had a rose in their mouth with Gunter Brewer and his people. How great is that?
I saw the pictures. I was following very closely on Saturday and Sunday.
Process made a $2 bet.
He won.
Satterfield's got great. He doesn't have much fat on his body. It kind of bothers me a little bit.
He looks good.
He does.
I'm not going to lie. He looks fit. He looks
very fit.
He's much more fit than I am.
His legs look ripped. Like he doesn't skip
squats.
Leg day.
Yeah, he's doing squats. He's doing some leg presses.
I don't know if I want. Do you want your coach to look more like Satterfield or Stoops week 7? Well, that waddle really picks up.
It really starts picking up.
That waddle picks up.
Results
Mitch,
say
one, which one do you want? Do you want Andy Reid or do you want Satterfield?
I want Satterfield. I want the nice slim body.
What if that slim body stinks? You know, what if it's in a mirage?
You know what we should do? We need to save that, Mitch, and take that out of context where it sounds like you pick Satterfield over Andy Reid.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Exactly,
We need to send that to the appropriate people.
Have them change it up.
Before we go to break, do you want to give us another quick update on this softball thing? Because
there's more happening.
It's a disaster behind the scenes.
Now there's parking lot guys involved. Now there's
what's a parking lot guy?
I have no idea, no clue. But Greer and Nick there's a feud.
So Greer and Nick are battling.
I mean, Greer took over the team.
I said that an hour ago.
Yes,
I know.
He's the captain.
And him, Nick, Greer, and Pat are supposedly the captains. They just named themselves. And now there's 30 people on this team.
Ence is part of the team too. Can you imagine? Listen, I got $100 right now.
Yeah.
If Hannah throws a ball and hits Ence in the face or Grossman, I got $100 to Hannah.
I'll match it. No, you won't.
Why would you lie?
I'll match it.
Oh, you won't match
it. I would.
There's
no way
you're gonna pull out $100.
Match $100.
By the way, look what's in my pocket right now.
What is in your pocket? Oh, there it is.
$100 bill. Got a $100 bill right here.
It's on the table.
I laid it on the table like Tom Jurich used
On the table. There it is. One crisp $100 bill.
We have Derek Piper is going to join us in about 15 minutes.
Oh.
Strebel's confused, has no idea who that is.
True.
And that's fine. Neither do I. He's an Illinois guy.
Oh.
And Kentucky is robbing them.
Yes, Calipari's stealing.
He's stealing everything valuable other than Brad Underwood.
Yeah.
I still think he'll steal a player somewhere along the line
from
Illinois. I know you hope
so.
You got nothing right now.
No, it's
Ty Washington, Mitch, is going to be – it's going to be beautiful.
It's
going to
crush me.
It's going to be beautiful. I mean, we might have to do a post game that day.
It's going to be
a Saturday.
Because I've liked this guy from the beginning.
You've been on Ty Washington for months. I'll give you credit.
This guy. He's gotten better and better. The reviews are coming in, and they're glowing. And, I mean, part of me thought, and David Sis said that he, you know, Nolan Hickman was actively recruiting Ty Washington. A part of me hoped that one of the reasons why Hickman left the team was because it was imminent that Washington was coming. Yeah. He didn't want to battle him for playing
for about
time.
An hour. You thought
for about
that.
An hour, I
and
thought
then everyone's
that.
Like, "Oh, that ain't the case.
That ain't the case.
He just nuked Kentucky.
He just nuked Kentucky, and yeah. it was. I mean, this is how quickly things flipped.
Cal's going to be so embarrassed.
Weeks
if
he
they
is
don't get if they lose Hickman, which they did,
they
and
did.
They don't get Ty Washington,
it's embarrassing.
I mean,
the turmoil tweet that was sent out when Mack. Fired
by Maddie. Was it Maddie Banks
Maddie
or was
Banks.
It Kyle Tucker?
It was Maddie Banks.
Maddie Banks.
And that ever since that tweet, it's just gotten worse and worse for Kentucky
you
basketball.
Think it, you think it's cursed Kentucky basketball?
I think it's cursed Kentucky basketball.
You think the turmoil tweet by Maddie Banks has cursed BBN?
It's cursed BBN.
And it's given all the mojo somehow to Vince Merrill and Klink.
Yes. Yeah, somehow that mojo was transferred.
That's a great point by you.
But I just felt like everything. We all laughed. That Saturday was great for me. I was crushing Mitch. He was sad. He wouldn't talk to us all day long. Ever since then, things have just gotten progressively worse and worse for Kentucky basketball. It's a curse. Matt Jones, you curse the program, Matt.
Texas says, Nikki DeBoot is Andy Bernard. Greer is Robert California. That's good. I mean, you have to watch The Office for that. You really do. Texas says, by Mitch's logic, Fedora greater than Andy Reid. I think Fedora's got the best coaching body.
He was ripped.
Yeah. I don't know who would be better than him.
He wore those.
Satterfield can't be that.
No.
There's no way.
Larry Fedora.
There's no way. There's no possible way.
He has abs like that.
That Satterfield could have abs.
No.
Like Fedora.
Fedora wore
that
those.
That would be stunning.
Nike dry fit polos.
No, he went shirtless all the time.
And you could see every ripple in his chest and abdominal area. How defined it was.
Some of these texts, I don't understand. Texas, Blankenbaker wearing a hairpiece. I mean, ask him. I don't know. Tweet at him. Don't tweet at me. Dude, I was put in the weirdest situation yesterday.
What?
I did the show in studio.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And me and Blank are talking.
Yeah.
And Mitch just walks up between us and goes, "Hey, Blank, what was wrong with your hair on Saturday?"
Mitch.
And I'm standing there like, just a complete.
I mean, geez.
He's just sitting there snickering at him.
Yeah.
At Blankenbaker and where I'm just staring at Mitch.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm just a third wheel right now while you two are making out. I'm just standing there.
Just watching.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I want to know what's going on with his hair. It looked bleached. People want to know.
I know, but when Andy's actually having a civil conversation
no,
with Blankenbaker,
it was a fake,
who we
it was
battle
a fake,
with all
it was
the time.
A fake conversation.
No, it was 100%. It was about betting the Kentucky Derby, which, I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, Blank's like, "Oh, yeah, if I got $500 in my account, I'll bet it all on the Derby." I'm like, "Yeah, okay." I'm like, "No, it's good for him."
It's good
Texas
for
says, "I heard they picked up New York Mike to coach the team."
Now, that would be a development.
It wouldn't shock me.
New York Mike. Or Ron.
You're going to get one. You're going to get one inning. You're such a bum, Mitch. You're going to get one inning.
Hannah or
you're
Greer.
You're going to get, yeah, four or five hours out of your day.
They're going to be setting that lineup, and they're going to be like, Mitchell Hannah again.
I'll just sit there and crush Bush Lights then.
Yeah, so what are they going to do? Take the guys that love the team. Now, Doug Davenport, give the entire breakdown before we take a break. If you're wondering why I'm not taking a break, Mitch, I figured we catch this Illinois guy on the fly, right?
Okay.
That probably makes the most sense. Because he has a radio show at the top of the hour.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know what's
okay.
going on.
Okay.
We're just
okay.
making fun of Illinois losing everything.
We are.
That's
be
all.
Great.
That's all that
wait.
We have for 5 minutes.
I'm very
it's a
excited.
Guy named Derek Piper. That's where we are.
I like his
do you
name.
Understand that? I do too.
It's a great name.
What's the full roster look like right now?
The full roster right
that you
now
know of.
That we know of is Ethan Moore,
okay.
Biscuit. Me.
I mean, you can't sit Biscuit. Last time anyone stood up to Biscuit, Process was beat over the head.
He was.
So he's playing 9 innings or 6 innings or whatever you guys play.
He's starting somewhere.
I mean, he's starting
apparently,
every position,
apparently, Biscuit's
actually.
Our best player. That's what I've heard.
Well, I'm shocked. He knows everything.
That's what
right.
I've heard. Jeff Greer, Nick Grossman, roommate Tom Farmer,
yep.
Patty Ice, Pat's girlfriend Hannah, Rummage, Keith Wynn. Justin Jeffries.
Jeffries, listen, we are reaching out to Justin Jeffries. He's not playing.
he's done.
And then Greer's mystery guy, who we don't know yet, but apparently he's in.
I mean, that's going to be Mike Rutherford.
And so those are the guys, those 13 guys that are definitely in. And then the alternates are Phil Baker, Doug Davenport, Curran, one of our former intern, Aiden, Nathan. I don't know. Is that
Who's
Huber?
Nathan?
Nate Huber?
Nate Huber's not playing and giving up 5 hours of his Wednesday night to take one swing of a bat with Patty Ice.
And then our coaches are Process and Ince.
Boy, those guys sound those
you
coaches
just killed
me. Those coaches sound really fun.
I'm not going to respect a single thing.
Ince and Process, those guys are known for having a good time. I mean, Ince is going to get injured.
Yes,
I mean,
while coaching.
No, he's going to get hit with the ball right in the throat. You guys are going to have to perform CPR on him. I mean, that's -1,000.
Yeah,
that's 2-5 in the Derby. Okay, I mean, I'm not even going to bet money on that because there's no way to make money on it.
We got another update.
Okay.
Hannah can't play, apparently.
Why? That ruins that. Now it's ruined.
What happened?
I don't know. It's sanctioned by ASA and USA Softball, so the dude cannot. I'm reaching out to. I'm going. Yeah.
Give me this guy's number. We're
Hannah's
going
right to be
now.
One. Hannah's going to be one of the better players.
No, the best player.
And she'll be there.
But she can't play.
That's a good thing for Pat. Pat just got totally bailed out there.
He did, yeah.
Totally bailed out.
She played better than him.
Oh, she was going to play better.
Night in, night 100%. Out, he'll get crushed. Like I said, it happened to me, so
Texas says, I got $100 Patty Ice's girlfriend's better than Ince. No, it's
not a bet.
Yeah.
That's a fact. You save your money.
That's like betting Trevor Lawrence to go first overall. It's like
right,
minus
exactly.
100,000.
Texas says Mitch is going to be the bat boy, LOL. Texas Round Daddy speaks of Fedora like he's an IG model.
He could be. He could be a male IG model, 100%. Put him on a beach with some palm trees. And
Texas
speedo.
Says Collar Blue's going to end up the captain of the softball team. Texas says, Satter Daddy is able to stay fit because he doesn't go out and recruit. Yes, he doesn't eat fried food on
the
road.
Time.
That's what it is.
Bojangles through the South. He recruits football
Texas
players.
Texas says, Jason Ince will pull a Martin Gramatica. Boy,
that's a great...
Mitch has no idea who that is.
You know
and why
what
that's
happened?
What... Mitch has no idea, nor should he know.
That was
he
a great
should
moment.
Know. It was
in NFL history.
Do you know who Martin Gramatica is?
No idea, no.
Texas says, sanctioned by USA Softball, are you guys taking drug tests? Oh, I would love to see that.
So is there a conflict?
Well,
because
Grossman's brother might be on the team, so that might be an issue.
Wait, Ethan?
Yeah. Apparently, he also might be on the team.
Dude's going to be hotboxing. He's smoke billowing out of his car.
Hey, bro. That ball was fast.
He's going to go.
It tells him to take second
Greer
base.
Stole,
I'm not going out
Greer
there, man.
Stole it from him. He's stealing the show from Bob, and he's stealing the team from Nick.
Oh.
Piper next.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says real men have other men cut their hair. Boy, I tell you what, there's a large part of me that agrees with that.
And James Strebel.
By the way, what's Nick Valdano doing?
But I also like getting gassed up by older women. I'm like cooping that aspect. Is I like to get gassed up by people twice my age. So when they say I have great hair, it makes me feel good.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yesterday on the show. Hey, if you want to watch the most exciting team in baseball, it's White Sox and Reds tonight. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:10. Mitch doesn't even know this. I was going to tease this. 437-9680. It's The Take. Yeah, we got the Reds. By the way, Louisville baseball tonight. We'll catch that game on the fly, 5:45. You can catch it right now. It's in the bottom of the third over on 1450 and 96.1. The Big X, our friends there.
I don't know who Ben Verlander is, but he's a Fox Sports Major League Baseball analyst.
Oh, okay.
Mitch, you ready for this before you call our guy Piper? You ready for this? This is 3 days ago, but I just happened to see it. The title of this article.
Oh, I like this.
On the field and on the internet. The Cincinnati Reds are MLB's most fun team.
Says who?
I just don't understand what's going on here.
Where's this love affair with the Reds?
The first line, the Cincinnati Reds are one of the most exciting teams in Major League Baseball. Not only for their passionate play on the field, but also for their colorful personalities they have in the clubhouse.
Colorful.
You got anything for them? You want to take a shot or do you want to wait to after our guest?
After our guest.
All right, there it is. There it is. Boy, you get nervous when people are on the line.
It does, yeah.
Let's get Derek Piper on. We want to see how sad Illinois is as John Calipari is trying to steal everything good that they have basketball-wise. Derek, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Cardinals fan here, though, so let's not talk all Reds, all right? Let's
what's
get
the
to the Cards.
You're right, Derek. You're right.
Oh, there we go.
I knew Derek Piper was my guy.
Oh, no. Mitch, our producer, Derek, he is an obnoxious St. Louis Cardinals fan. He's still bashing John Heyman nightly on Twitter for having the casino story wrong a year ago. He's terrible. He's mean. He's nasty.
Yeah.
He's ugly. He's a St. Louis Cardinals fan. That's what he is.
I love it.
Well, I'm glad you do. I'm kidding. Derek Piper with us, basketball reporter there for the Illini Inquirer. Did I say that right? I think I did. 24/7 Sports. You also have a radio show coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes or so. What's the lead this afternoon? What's the lead there in Illinois, Champaign?
Man, here for the about last 2 weeks, nothing but Coach Cal coming and poaching Illinois guys, man. After a really good year here in Champaign, their best season in 16 years, get a one seed in the Midwest region. Felt like Brad Underwood and company had things rolling, but obviously a lot of respect down there to Kentucky and knowing that the connections he has to Orlando Antigua, when you go to three Final Fours in 5 years in Lexington, you completely understand why Antigua would have interest in going back there. But to get the 2-for-1 and pull Chin Coleman away, that's a really tough blow for Illinois, and that's what we're talking about day in, day out. Let's bring a little Justin Fields into the Bears. There's a lot of excitement about that, but it's a basketball town, so that's the talk.
Justin Fields going totally understandable. Derek Piper with us on ESPN 680, 105.7. Well, I'd imagine the effect there to that program is one thing. We know Orlando Antigua, but I don't know very much at all about Chin Coleman. What's Kentucky, assuming that goes through, what is Kentucky getting with him? What can you tell us about him?
Getting someone who's really, really plugged in the Chicago hoop scene, was once the head coach of the Mac Urban Fire, and also Whitney Young, which is a powerhouse program in the Chicago Public League. 4 years at Illinois prior to that, he was at Illinois-Chicago and Bradley, a brief stint with Tim Miles at Colorado State. But I think as far as what he'll bring there is just those ties to Chicago. A very proven recruiter, knows the landscape there. That's really important when you go up to the public league and in that AAU scene and try to pull out some of the top players, which he was able to do here at Illinois, which is a big part of their success. Ayo Dosunmu, who was the first-team All-American at Illinois this past year, Chin led that recruitment and was able to pull him into Illinois and develop him. You're talking about a guy that he wasn't a five-star. I mean, he was in that 30 to 35 range as far as overall prospect, and in 3 years to turn him into an All-American, the guy's going to probably get drafted in the first round. That's a big feather in his cap. So, and I think also that's pretty pertinent right now in terms of the immediate sense of Kentucky is he's someone that is very tied into Ty Washington. Mm-hmm. And prior to him committing to Creighton the first go-around, Illinois was right there in a dead heat. That was the final two for him. And Chin is very tight with his high school coach out there at Arizona Compass Prep against Ed Gibson is from Chicago. So in terms of Kentucky trying to make a run at him, I think that Chin would be a nice addition to further that pitch and try to get that relationship going.
Okay, so that might be the answer to my next question. Just down, you know, here in Kentucky, we understand Orlando Antigua. I mean, Kentucky fans, Derek, they're infatuated with, or the man next to me, James Strebel, is infatuated with Orlando Antigua. You mentioned the Final Fours, the number one classes, the NBA talent more than Kentucky has had here recently. So they understand Orlando Antigua. I'm just surprised. Does Orlando and Chin, do they have a great relationship? How is Kentucky able to get 2-for-1? I mean, I don't know the numbers. They haven't come out yet. We'll see eventually what happens. But to take two guys from one staff, they don't seem to be connected at the hip. How did that happen, do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. I do think that those guys enjoy working together, have worked really well together, and shouldered a lot of the recruiting load here at Illinois. So I think by Antigua really being that first domino and making that situation apparent to Chin as far as whether he should go back to Illinois. I know he had some other options on the table. Kansas was in the mix for him. I don't know that he was necessarily the guy that they targeted, but there were some talks there. DePaul as well, and Oklahoma State is another one I had heard. So, I think Illinois is asking that same question. I think that if Kentucky was just pulling Orlando and you were able to keep Chin and just be in a situation where you had one more assistant, not that Antigua wouldn't be leaving a big void there, that you'd be feeling a lot better. So,
but you would understand sure that, it. You would understand it. He's Cal's boy. Been
absolutely.
At Kentucky.
I'm
had
sure
success.
I'm sure Orlando's had some things to say to Cal about Chin's recruiting ties and prowess. And I do think the fact that, like I said, he has an end with Ty Washington. He has an end with Jalen Washington in the 22 class, a five-star out of Indiana. Maybe Cal sees that as a guy that already has made some headway on some targets that he wants.
Yeah. Especially the tie thing's interesting. I mean, Kentucky needs him. I mean, Kentucky's guard position, Illinois' assistant coach position needs restocked. I mean, Kentucky doesn't have any guards. This is John Calipari. Doesn't have any guards. Doesn't have any guards. His guards right now would be, Kellen Grady, who was at Davidson for, 3 years or whatever it was. So it's a surprise. I mean, they need to get these guys on the books here. That's how we're talking about it. And they need to get some players in here, like ASAP. Not next year, the year after. Yes, they need that, but they need it this year. Kentucky's roster right now is uneven, and it's not great. About $1 million a year, or at least $1 million a year, was kind of the initial Twitter murmurings about what Illinois was going to offer Orlando Antigua. Any idea how high Illinois would have went for Orlando Antigua? We're trying to figure out how much Mitch Barnhart here is going to be ending up paying him.
Yeah, I think that at one point I had heard from Illinois' end it was around $1.2 million over 4 years is what the offer is going to be, which, of course, is going to be the highest paid assistant in college basketball. The word around here, it sounds like Orlando's told some people that Illinois was actually the highest bidder, that he left a little bit of money on the table to go back home to Kentucky. I'm sure that that's still going to be a high bill on Kentucky's end, but I would think north of $1 million would be a fair expectation. I wouldn't expect him leaving, $300,000-$400,000 out there, but that was the buzz dollar amount right there, probably about 1.2, and maybe even interest in going a little bit higher if they were able to keep him.
Derek Piper with us 24/7. We'll get out of here with this. I know you're probably like Justin Fields. If you don't mind stinking this coming year, I'm a New York Giants fan, and since we got your first pick, I wouldn't mind that being a high pick. So if you don't mind struggling this year, after that, you can do whatever the hell you want. You understand? You can do whatever, Derek, whatever they want. They won the Super Bowl in 2 years. But next year, if you could go 2-14, that'd be really nice for your boy here.
I'd be okay with that, to get Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace out of town.
And there you go.
I'm sure Andy Dalton will do his best to help you out the first 6-7 weeks of the season, and we'll see where we're at. We're not going anywhere fast, so I think
we
finally have a quarterback to be encouraged about for the future.
Yeah, neither are we. Nowhere fast. It's been about a decade or so. Derek, go get ready for a show. Appreciate the insight. I would say tell Illinois fans, sorry, but BBN is very. They're happy they were able to steal directly from Brad Underwood, who I like a great deal. Take care. Have a good show, Derek.
Yep. Enjoy those guys over there in Kentucky, and please join me. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thank you. There you go. So there you go.
Awesome.
Talking to a man right there, does radio, and you stole it right from him.
A little bit of news there.
Maybe. A little bit of news.
With the Chin Coleman, Ty Washington connection. Didn't know that existed, but that made me feel a little better that they were heavy in on him before he went to Creighton and that there could be a boost if John Calipari can get him hired, get him in there. He's got 2 weeks.
Mitch, we should play some of the Ty Washington stuff in the 5 o'clock hour. I don't know if Nick is there or if he's still with this BS softball league or if Jack Grossman's there. I don't know what's going on back at the station right now.
I actually have an update on the softball league.
Nice.
Justin Jeffries will not be there tonight.
Well, yeah.
He's in Georgia. He's doing farm equipment in Georgia. He will not be there tonight.
Yeah.
He's selling farmer. He just texted me. He said he'll be there next week.
Oh, Double J, don't do this.
I tried to warn him. I told him.
Why is he doing this?
I said, you better run from this softball team. And he said he was hoping he'd be back in time tonight, but he can't make it. He's in Georgia doing farm stuff. He did post a lot of videos.
He's sowing oats? What's he doing?
He did post a lot of videos.
Is he planting corn? What's he doing? He's a corn guy, isn't he?
He's a corn guy.
Is he beans?
A little bit of wheat in there.
Wheat.
A little wheat. Yeah. So he's busy.
I would like to get into the farm game at some point in my life. Doesn't have to be now, but like when I'm like 70 years old, to have like a little, you know, like just a farm of something.
When your body's all broken down and brittle, that's the time you want to...
You want to dive into it.
Yeah.
Plant some trees. What are you going to do?
I can read that one. It's good, though.
Some bad ones on there. Yeah. Good ones, but not appropriate ones.
Texter Process and Ethan are going to be Cheech and Chong. Texas says Ty is going to kill Streetball LMAO.
It's kind of what it's built up.
I mean, Chin and Antique was the only hope. Because otherwise, that dude's going to Zona.
Yeah.
The only chance you have here, like, that's got to happen. Mitch Barnhart's got to get these guys on the payroll.
Now.
Does he not understand what's going on now?
David Sisk told us they're Zooming with Ty Washington, what, tonight, today, tomorrow, whenever it is the next 24 hours. You got to, I mean, can they invite Chin into the Zoom, too? Can he officially be in the Zoom? Invite him. Cal, it doesn't matter if he's officially there. Just get him into the Zoom so he can talk to Ty. But we need him.
Texas says, yeah, keeping up a farm at 70 sounds like a dream. Mitch, it takes millions to get into the, quote, farm game. It's just embarrassing.
Like Mitch is just
I just wanted to add something to the conversation. And, I mean, I would. If I had the money and the funds and I'm, you know, healthy, I would love to get into the farm game.
Texas says you will be surprised at how good of an athlete Biscuit is. Yeah, you know what? Fine. I'll be proven wrong. What are we doing here?
Who texted that?
I don't know the guy. I don't know. I just
Someone
see a
that
number.
No Biscuit outside of, you know, the radio. I don't know. The best athlete on the team is Jeffries, right?
I mean, yeah, I would think so.
That?
He played in the NFL.
He played in the NFL. He's a Division I All-SEC.
Well, yeah, a decade ago he was.
No, a decade ago. You've seen him. He's still got it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say he's the best athlete. Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
I'm totally with you. It's a very low bar.
Right. He carries around jugs of water.
He's more country strong now than weightlifting strong.
I think he still lifts.
That's the way I view it.
From what I understand.
Does he?
Yes, because he carries around jugs of water. He's always hydrating because of lifting.
Ugh, he's the guy that carries around jugs of water.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeffries.
Except
Not
for
you.
Saturday nights, he brings
Not
jugs
you.
Of Miller Lite.
Oh, he's that guy. He's got to have a water. He's got to have water guy. No, he's not.
Shows I've done with him in the afternoons during the week when I was filling in for you or Jason Anderson back in the day. Jeffries would come in. He'd bring his water with him, like a milk jug of water. Yeah.
Texas says, was that Biscuit's dad? Why are you guys selling me the Biscuit's this great athlete?
I don't know.
I can't imagine the gall of that.
I don't know.
What other human being that's associated with our radio station could I try to sell you as a good athlete? You wouldn't buy any of them.
No.
But the texter wants me to buy the biggest Biscuit, who, by the way, embarrassed himself today.
What did he do today?
At trivia. And he knows it. We talked about it.
Oh.
The answer to a trivia question was Bartolo Colon,
who's a
fat pitcher for like nine teams.
Yeah,
but
Yankees,
one of them being the
Cleveland,
Mets.
The Mets. Yeah, he's gone through a lot
of them.
He pitched
for the A's, too. Biscuit's favorite team.
Oh, yeah, it's Biscuit's
favorite
team.
Okay, yeah, sorry. We all froze because we were like, thank you. We established nine teams. Yes. Striebel listed off three of them. I don't know if you're right on all three, but you did.
Yeah, I remember him playing for Cleveland.
Texas says, country strong is always better than meathead strong. Texas says, farming ain't no game. It's a lifestyle. Get serious or get out.
Wow. Some fun.
Texas says, Biscuit has some rise. He probably needs Donovan Mitchell.
Like, he's going to go out there, and he's going to be...
Biscuit needs help.
Yeah, Biscuit needs help on this team. Get Biscuit some... Maybe that's what Jeff Greer's trying to do. He's trying to get Biscuit some help. He's looked in those trade waters.
What are we doing here? Why do people put us in the spot where I have to be Lachlan McClain Reality Check Radio?
I don't know.
Brian Bowen Sr., that snake is in the news. We'll talk about that snake next.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.